This is Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
The ship, saints. Amen. Stay with God. God's plan is greater than any storm. Yes. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. Yes. Because it is in moments like these that God's presence becomes apparent. Pray unto God and He will answer your prayers. Yes. Seek Him right now and you will find Him. Just make sure you search for Him with your whole heart. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Paul said, "The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." Verse 23. Paul was totally devoted to God. He acknowledged that he belonged to God, and it was to his cause that he was entirely devoted. How many of us can make that claim today, church? How many of us can make that claim? God is looking for servants who will exemplify humility before Him. He is looking for servants who will show a readiness for faithful and obedient service. There will always be storms in life that blows us off course. We have set our lives. But no storm is big enough to blow you outside of God's good grace and mercy. No storm is greater than God. So I admonish you to hang in there. Put your ankles out. Make sure your soul is ankled in the Lord. Trust in God no matter where you are. Up on the land or up on the rolling seas. And no matter what storm may come, you belong to God. And remember that God is greater than any storm. In verses 21 through 26, Paul tells his shipmates some words about encouragements in the midst of the stormy seas. And how many know it's a good thing to hear some words of encouragement when you are going through the storms of life? Paul first tells the centurion and the captain of the ship that they should have listened to him when he told them to wait until good weather had come to set out to sail. But because they didn't listen to Paul's advice, they were now stuck in this bad sea storm. But yet in the midst of telling them that they are going to be shipwrecked, Paul also told them to be of good cheer, because there will be no loss of life in the shipwreck. Yes, the ship will be torn apart, but the text tells us that no one will die in the shipwreck. And that is a blessing to know, church, that no matter what you go through, no matter what storm you find yourself in, it is a blessing to know that you are still in the hands of God. After all you have been through, the outcome may not be what you want it to be, but guess what? You are still in God's hands. Paul says, "Be of good cheer, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me." Just know this morning that you are going to make it. If God says says you are going to survive the storm, guess what? You are going to survive the storm. No matter how bad your storm may be, you are going to make it through the storm with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because God is going to be right there by your side, and you are going to make it. The Bible tells us that weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. While they were trying to survive this sea storm, there were some shipmates that wanted to jump the ship and try to swim to the nearest shore. But Paul told them, except they abide in the ship, they cannot be saved. Stay in the ship. Stay in the ship, church. Stay in the ship. You see, there are some storms in life that you just have to ride out. But know this one thing for sure. Storms aren't meant to last, nor are they meant to stay. This too shall pass. Stay in the ship. Stay in the ship of prayer. Jesus said that men should always pray and not faint. Stay in the ship of the word of God, because the word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Stay in the ship of the church, for the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Stay in the ship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised his son from the dead, you shall be saved. Stay in the ship of Jesus Christ so you can receive his mercy and his grace to live. And what I like about the ship of Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about getting shipwrecked. Because as the captain of your soul, he knows how to navigate you through the storms of life. Yes, he does, church. He knows. And we thank him for that. He knows how to strengthen you when you are weak. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He knows how to strengthen you when you are weak in the storm. And he knows how to give you joy in the midst of your sorrows. Thank you, Lord. He knows how to provide for your needs in the time of lack. And he knows how to help you survive the storms of life. But you gotta stay in the ship. Because in the ship of Jesus, there is peace. In the ship of Jesus Christ, there is healing. In the ship of Jesus Christ, there is joy. In the ship of Jesus Christ, there are blessings. In the ship of Jesus Christ, there is deliverance, church. In the ship of Jesus Christ, there is eternal life. Hallelujah. There's your shout right there. In the ship of Jesus Christ, there is salvation. So I say to you, stay in the ship. Stay in the ship. Don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. For the Bible tells us that he so loved us. He gave his son for us. And his son, Jesus Christ, gave his life for us. On an old rugged cross on a hill called Golgotha. And he stayed on that cross just for you and for me. He could have called 10,000 angels if he wanted to. He could have saved himself, but he wouldn't come down. Jesus died on the cross, church. The Bible tells us that he was buried in Joseph's borrowed tomb. But on the third day morning, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He got up. He rose from the dead with all power. All power of heaven and earth in his hands. And he did it all just for us. Stay in the ship. Stay in the ship. We thank God this morning for his holy and divine word. Stay in the ship.
Church, say amen again. At this portion in our worship service, we extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. If you're here today, my brother, my sister, and you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate of baptism, or you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's been knocking on the doors of our heart for generations. And if that's you, my brother, my sister, would you now come and say yes to the Lord? Don't look at your husband. Don't look at your wife. Children. Today. Let your church say amen. Church say amen again.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe it.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.